Welcome to The Kick in the Cast, the audio blog of a wannabe podcast author. My name's Chris, and this is episode one, The Redux. Well, here we are, a bright, shiny new podcast, and even though I have most of the notes sitting in front of me, I'm still asking myself, what am I going to say? I don't think anyone's first episode is easy, especially when you're announcing to the world, here I am, stay a while, and listen. Yeah, I could have probably tried the Deckard Cain voice there, but no, not yet. So, maybe I'll just start with some introductions. As I said, my name's Chris Fitston. I've lived in Canada all my life, moving steadily westward over the years. Where I am now, I've been for nearly 30 years, and now that I've said that, damn, I feel old. How old, you may ask? Maybe not just yet, okay? Look, suffice it to say, I'm old enough to remember when podcasting was the hot new thing, and people scrambled to stores to pick up microphones, headsets, and everything else you need to get in front of your computer, record what you wanted to record, and get it out there on the net for people. It was a gold rush. Some people found their fortunes for what seemed like little to no effort. I mean, how hard can it be to sit in front of a microphone and either riff freestyle or read a script? I think we all know the answer to that. Back then, I got swept up into the gold rush as well, eager to toss my hat into the race and seek my fortune. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out that way for me. Life had a way of pulling me in many different directions, and all of them away from this passion project that is podcasting. I never lost my love for it, but as time wore on, other things took priority. Another big question I had about podcasting was what to talk about. I mean, I worked a straight job Monday to Friday, and despite a few events over the years, my life is pretty monotonous. You know, get up, have breakfast, go to work, come home, go to bed. Lather, rinse, repeat. Not exactly what I'd call riveting audio content. Plus, sharing tons of personal information about my life has never been my thing. Sure, a few stories here and there, but when you're casting your voice out into the ether, you never really know who's listening. So I started the original Kick in the Cast all those years ago as a way to get into the game. It was a pretty formatted show with some pod-safe music to start, a rant, be it political, current events, or something else that was on my mind, some progress on any writing projects I had, and I ended with another pod-safe music song. But fun as it was also my dress rehearsal for my ultimate goal, publishing a podcast novel. And so, after several weeks of the Kick in the Cast airing, I started my second project, Outcast. Outcast was a podcast novel I'd started, again, swept up in the podcasting gold rush. The idea was to spin an exciting, thought-provoking science fiction novel that would spark the beginning of a whole new world of potential. Things were going well for a while, but, as always, life got in the way. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses here. I've owned everything that's happened to me over the years. I was ready to just pitch it all and realize that maybe the life of an author or a storyteller just wasn't for me. By the time I decided to really hang it up, I'd already lost my father, I'd been divorced, and I'd ended up moving 4 times before I could even look at writing again. Funny thing was, the inspiration to get back to it came from a very unexpected source. In 2012, I started a new job, and one of my coworkers and I got to talking. He mentioned how much he loved audiobooks, and I let it slip that I'd tried my hand at it. I gave him the link to the old podcast feed, and a couple of days later, all he had to say was, "Well, where's the rest of it?" It took one more move to another place before I could finish it, but finally, Outcast was done and on the net. I started working on its sequel, but in truth, I was never really satisfied with Outcast as a whole. There were a few problems with it, and yes, I'm probably overthinking it, but I wanted it to be the best it could. I mean, we all want to make that great first impression, right? So just before Christmas of 2019, My now girlfriend offered to beta read Outcast as I edited it to make sure my plans were going properly. After a couple of weeks of editing, re-editing, and editing some more, gee, you'd think I was editing. Outcast had grown considerably. What was once 24 chapters is now 27 chapters and nearly 134,000 words. Exciting, right? Well, yeah, it is. So now comes the next stage, which is where this show comes in. I'm relaunching and repurposing the Kick in the Cast to serve as my writing vessel. The new, remastered version of Outcast will be aired here on a weekly basis. After that, the sequel to Outcast should be done and also be ready for what I hope will be a lot of thirsty ears. I'll also make sure to keep you all up to date on how that's going, any hurdles or achievements I've encountered, and just to let you know generally how things are doing. I need to give shouts out to my wonderful beta reader and source for motivation, to Chris Lester, host of the Raven and the Writing Desk podcast, which inspired me to get back into this, and to, believe it or not, Shia LaBeouf. Now, I'm sure by now everyone has seen the Just Do It clip of him. It's actually part of a larger motivational speech he did back in 2015. I've added the link to it in the show notes. Sure, the Just Do It part was what got me started, and all memes aside, there's a powerful message there. One that resonates with something Jello Biafra said many years ago. Don't hate the media. Become the media. And so, I'm going to become the media again. Your media. I'm starting this journey again, and I'm not giving up. Like Shia says, if you're sick of starting over, stop giving up. So I think I'm going to wrap this one up for now. Starting next week, we'll be diving into the first chapter of the redone Outcast. If you've listened to the original, then I hope you like this version 2.0, and I hope the audio quality is a little more to your liking. Things are happening on my end, and soon I'll be doing some more upgrades to my recording rig, which will make things sound even better, I hope. Again, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and above all, have a good week. This is Chris, signing out. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to The Kick in the Cast, the audio blog of a wannabe podcast novelist. For more information, please visit the show's website at kickit.yo5.ca. And to leave any feedback, please feel free to drop an email at outcastnovel@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and hope to see you next time.